Good morning, A-Town. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. If you happen to get a second date, guess what? We're going to hook that ass up with $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hey, this is Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Hey.
Kim, you up early, girl. What the hell? Hey, this is
Kim.
Oh,
yeah, I work real early, so I'm just here early for work.
Okay. How can we help you, baby?
I'm calling because I need help trying to get my man to answer my phone call.
Damn, you need help trying to get your man to answer your phone call.
Yeah.
I know, I'm sad, huh?
Wait, this is your man, though?
We've been talking for about, let's say, like 2.5 months.
Oh, and does he call you his girl?
I hope so, but he not acting like I'm his girl right now.
I agree with you.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We just going to ask you a few questions, and you're going to give us a few answers before we move to the next portion of this segment. Listen, tell us y'all last encounter. What was it like?
All right, so last time we had seen each other, I took dinner. He came over. We was just going to watch a movie and chill or whatever. And I cooked, and we ate, and we just was talking, having a regular conversation over dinner, and he was just like, cut the movie on. So I cut the movie on, and that was it. Like, he didn't call to say he made it home. He usually do that.
Oh, no, you ain't messed that boy's stomach up, did you? Your food, was it right?
I don't know. I was trying to figure it out because, I mean, he might be mad at me. I don't know. I don't know.
All right, so listen, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna make it work for you. We're gonna try to anyway. We're gonna get him on the phone. You just mute your phone until we cue you in, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now what's the man name?
His name is J-Rock.
All right, cool. We're gonna put your phone on mute. We're gonna get him on the line and then we'll cue you in when we want you to say something. All right. Now what the hell is wrong with this child?
I think it was the cooking. I done had some girls who was cooking so bad, I had to hold my breath while I was eating the food. I promise, it was just horrible. I didn't want no taste of it, but I didn't want her to cry. And then I had a girl, I just wouldn't eat it, and she started crying right there in front of my eyes.
Ooh, I don't know. I'm a little nervous. She said he didn't even text, let her know that he made it home safe.
Yo.
Hello?
Yeah.
May I speak with J-Rock, please?
Yeah, what's going on with it?
But I finna pull up on you, bye-bye.
J-Rock sounds like a killer. You might not want to pull up on him.
Nah, let me quit messing with you, J-Rock. Hey, man, this is Streets Morning. This is Streets Morning Takeover. That's Shamia Moore, you here, man. In for more quick.
Hey, J-Rock.
This Young Jock and shout on Streets Morning Takeover.
Oh, that's a fool. What's going on?
Hey, bro, what you got going on right now?
I'm working.
You working?
You working. Right.
Well, let me get three.
J-Rock, look,
we got a segment on the show called Second Date Update, right?
And
this young lady basically called us and was like, you know what, she ain't heard from you about 3 weeks. And then when I heard it, I was like, well, baby, you just need to give it up. But it is what it is. We don't know if you could have been anything. You could have been locked up, anything. Do you know Kim?
Yeah, I know.
Well, why you ain't called her back and tell her you made it home safe and all this time?
And why have you been distant from her?
Man, Kim know what's going on, man.
Well, tell us.
Tell her what's going on.
Already know what's going on with all that social media situation she got going on.
Well, tell us about all that social media situation she got going on.
She still got a past on her social media.
What you mean by her past?
Her ex-boyfriend. She keep talking about the timeline, who this and that, you know? Hey, man, I ain't caring about no timeline. Delete all that.
How far down her timeline is it, J-Rock?
You know, it's a couple years old.
Oh, so you'd have been, you just on the prowl. He did.
How you know what's down now?
You know, I'm strolling, trying to see what's going on. I'm trying to see what type of lifestyle she lived before she got with me. I asked her once before to delete it, you know what I mean? You know, let the past be the past. You know, I'm the type of person I don't be want, like, my people to see what she had going on, you know what I mean? You know, my father going to start following her, you know, and they're going to be, you know, got her boyfriend posting and stuff like this and that. I ain't be with all that, man. All
right, so look, J-Rock.
Yeah.
We got Kim on the phone, man, so she know what's going on. Kim.
Yes, J-Rock, that's my social media. It don't have no reflection of where I am now. Like, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I understand. It was 2 years ago, baby. I still got a face card out here in these streets I got to live with.
First of all, my social media is a reflection of my life and where I am. In my life, and that's just what it is. You can't take back my
ass. I just ain't no ordinary person out here in these streets, though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't just worried about what everybody else say. You know what I'm saying?
You are, because you're worried about what's posted on my social media, J-Rock. First of all, you being insecure, because me and him ain't got nothing going on. Like, even if we were to become exes or whatever, and I posted you on my social media, you would still be up there.
So you want your whole body count on your social media? You want people to see see your whole body count.
It's not my body count. It's you. I might memorable be telling my partner. So, like, it's not about who I am.
J-Rock, it sounds like to me, I bet you if we go to your social media, they got 3 5s and grams and all cars and all kind of stuff down your social media timeline.
It is.
So, look, J-Rock, listen, I'm going to just make this simple for y'all, man. Kim.
Yes.
Ooh, don't get no attitude with me.
I'm just irritated because, like, it's bad. About this, like, get over it.
Shamia got a question for you, Kim.
Yeah, Kim, are you willing to let your past be the past and just delete that from your Instagram or your social media accounts? Period.
Yeah, let's put some of these future pictures up.
Oh my god, I guess J-Rock, I'll take it down, but it's like that's the only thing that I'm about to do, like, to change, like,
Wait, Kim, this is a start, one step at a time. All right, now J-Rock. Now that she's made it known that she will take those pictures down, are you willing to give her a second chance, brother?
Yeah. You know, that's my partner, man. You know, of course.
That's your partner, but you ain't talked to him 3 years. But they ain't going to say nothing about that, though. But, hey. Congratulations. You ain't got to say nothing else, because on behalf of 1-800 Hits of the Bethune Law Firm, we're going to hook y'all up with $100 J-Rock, man. I want y'all to go do something good, something special with each other. Atlanta, y'all call us up. Let's talk about it. It's 404-352-0945.
Hey, J-Rock, you deliver.
All the time, my B.O.
Keep waiting. We got to be number one in the streets of Street 94.5.